WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school boys state baseball tournament play yesterday, Class 1A semifinals, Newman Catholic posts its second straight double-digit run total in state tourney play. The Knights ran away with an 11-1 win in six innings over Martinsdale St. Mary's yesterday in the 1A semifinals at Principal Park. Newman Catholic advances to the title game 11-1 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Also, Zeb Adrian's home run jolted the Pleasantville Trojans past the North Lynn Lynx 6-3 in a back-and-forth affair Thursday afternoon in the other 1A semi at Principal Park. Pleasantville advances to the title game 6-3 over North Lynn. A Class 2A semifinals last night, Columbus Catholic bumped away as they were tied 3-3, and the Sailors scored two runs in the top of the seventh inning as they complete a come-from-behind 5-3 win over the top-seed Cascade Cougars in a 2A semifinal last night in Des Moines. Columbus Catholic advances 5-3 over Cascade. Clear Lake scored 10 runs in the top of the first inning as they went on to coast to a 20-1 victory over Davis County in the other 2A semifinal game last night at Principal Park. The 20 runs scored and the 19-run victory margin are both all-time summer state tournament records. 20-1 Clear Lake over Davis County last night. Four more semifinal games on the slate for today at the state boys baseball tourney. In Class 3A action at 11 o'clock this morning, it'll be Waverly-Shellrock facing Boone in one of the semis. The other semi at 1:30 has Pella facing off against Harlan. Then at 4 o'clock in Class 4A tonight at 5 o'clock, Waukee plays Southeast Polk, followed by Cedar Rapids Kennedy versus Iowa City West. Championship game set for Saturday at Principal Park. Newman Catholic will play Pleasantville at 11 o'clock in the 1A title game. The 2A title game, Columbus Catholic plays Clear Lake at 1:30. The 3A title game at 5, the 4A title game at 7:30. Those slots will be determined with today's semifinal play. In Major League Baseball last night, Matt Carpenter hit a pair of home runs, and Greg Garcia's bases-loaded walk capped a three-run rally in the ninth inning as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Colorado Rockies 9-8. Carpenter went 4-for-5 with four RBIs after moving back to the leadoff spot. It was his first career multi-homer game, and he has a career-high 12 home runs this season. Johnny Peralta's two-run single off Rockies closer John Axford tied the game at 8-all, and Garcia's walk scored Colton Wong as the Cardinals recorded their seventh walk-off win of the season. Axford took his third loss in his last four outings. Cardinals starter Carlos Martinez gave up five runs on 10 hits in five innings. Carlos Villanueva earned the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets fell to San Diego 8-7. It was Washington over Miami 1-0. Philadelphia beat Atlanta 4-1. Cincinnati big over Pittsburgh 15-5. And Chicago beat Milwaukee 5-2. In the American League, Deonner Navarro hit a two-run homer. Russell Martin and Josh Donaldson added solo shots, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2 last night. The Blue Jays, who acquired star pitcher David Price from Detroit earlier in the day, have homered in 12 consecutive games since the All-Star break, their longest streak of the season. Price was not with the Blue Jays on Thursday, but is expected to join them today. Toronto has not said when Price will make his first start, but Sunday is a possibility. Marco Estrada allowed two runs and three hits in 5 2/3 innings. Estrada left after Lorenzo Cain's two-out single in the sixth ended his run of 15 straight outs. Brett Cecil came on and retired Eric Hosmer. LaTroy Hawkins pitched the seventh. Aaron Sanchez worked the eighth, and Roberto Osuna finished for his sixth save. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Detroit over Baltimore 9-8. Boston beat Chicago 8-2. Texas over New York 7-6. Houston beat LA 3-0. Minnesota over Seattle 9-5. And Cleveland beat Oakland 3-1. Well, the Toronto Blue Jays swung another major deal as the non-waiver trade deadline approaches a day after landing All-Star Troy Tulowitzki. The Jays acquired All-Star left-hander David Price from Detroit on Thursday for pitchers Daniel Norris, Matt Boyd, and Yaro Laborde. The 2012 AL Cy Young Award winner is 9-4 with a .253 earned run average and 138 strikeouts in 146 innings. It's the second straight season that Price has been dealt to a contender near the deadline. In other trades on the day before the deadline, the Dodgers have grabbed a pitching staff in a three-team, 13-player deal with the Marlins and the Braves. The Dodgers picked up Matt Latos from Miami and Alex Wood, Jim Johnson, Luis Avilan from Atlanta. Los Angeles also acquired first baseman Michael Morse from Miami and injured pitcher Bronson Arroyo from the Braves. The Marlins received Jeff Brigham, Victor Arroyo, and Kevin Guzman, while Atlanta landed Cuban infielder Hector Olivera and pitchers Paco Rodriguez and Zach Bird. The Astros have retooled as they try to win the AL West as they acquired outfielder Carlos Gomez and pitcher Mike Fiers from Milwaukee for prospects Josh Hader, Adrian Hauser, Brett Phillips, and Domingo Santana. The 29-year-old Gomez is hitting .262 with 8 homers and 43 RBIs in 74 games for the Brewers this season. He's making $8 million this year and $9 million in 2016, the final year of his contract. The Cardinals have found a replacement for injured outfielder Matt Holliday by acquiring Brandon Moss from the Indians for minor league pitcher Rob Kaminsky. Moss is hitting just .217 with 15 homers, 17 doubles, and 50 knocked in since being acquired by Cleveland in December of 2014. Holliday is out again with the same right quadriceps injury that sidelined him for 31 games earlier this summer. The Yankees have acquired utility player Dustin Ackley from Seattle for minor league right-hander Jose Ramirez and outfield prospect Ramon Flores. Ackley is hitting .215 with 6 homers and 19 RBIs in 85 games for the Mariners this year. The Pirates have grabbed right-handed reliever Joakim Soria from the Tigers for minor leaguer Lacoby Jones. The 31-year-old Soria was 3-1 with 23 saves and a .285 ERA in 43 appearances with Detroit this season. And a deal between the Phillies and Rangers involving Cole Hamels appears imminent. Two people familiar with the deal say the Phillies have agreed to trade the ace left-hander and reliever Jake Diekman to the Rangers for pitcher Matt Harrison and a package of prospects. Also in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals will stay on Fox Sports Midwest through the 2032 season thanks to a new agreement. The 15-year deal announced Thursday begins in 2018 and runs through the 2032 season. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. The Cardinals are a linchpin of Fox Sports Midwest, which broadcasts games to parts of 10 states. Cardinals games are the highest-rated primetime programming in St. Louis during the baseball season, and the local rankings ranked first among all Major League Baseball teams in 2014. This season, only the Kansas City Royals have higher local ratings. Local rights packages in baseball have skyrocketed in value as live event programming has become increasingly popular among viewers and advertisers. Team Chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. says the deal will help keep the team competitive. Nikki Gross has been named an assistant coach with the Iowa Energy, making her the only female to fill that role in the NBA D-League. The Memphis Grizzlies and the Energy announced Gross's appointment on Thursday. The Grizzlies are Iowa's NBA affiliate. Gross, a former Seton Hall women's soccer player, spent the 2014-15 season as a video coordinator with the Energy. She was assistant video coordinator with the Bakersfield Jam in 2013-14. Energy coach Bob Donawald said in a statement that Gross is a tireless worker who has a bright future in basketball. The D-League's had female coaches before. The league's first female coach was Stephanie Reddy, who was hired as an assistant for the Greenville Groove in 2001. Nancy Lieberman was the head coach of the Texas Legends in the 2011-12 season. And officials in Ames say the Iowa-Iowa State men's basketball game has been rescheduled to accommodate national television coverage. The game has been moved up a day to Thursday, December 10th. The start time and the network will be announced later. It will be Cyclone head coach Steve Prohm's first game against the in-state rival Hawkeyes. Prohm has been hired to replace Fred Hoiberg, who was hired to coach the NBA's Chicago Bulls. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.